Buju Nij Anishinaabe Doug, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Buju Nanabuju, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nanabuju, and in the studio with me today, as she is every day, the lovely and the talented Natasha. Thank you, Don Buju, sweetie. Say hello to the people.
Buju, Gakina. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show.
And today, our Ojibwe word of the day. What do you think, sweetie?
You want to talk about Bemidji?
Yeah, okay. Today's Ojibwe word of the day. You know, we record from Bemidji, Minnesota. And if you're not from around here, Bemidji is kind of known as a suburb of LaPorte. It's north of LaPorte, about 25 miles, I don't know. So Bemidji in Anishinaabe, we say Bemidji Gamug. It actually means crossing waters. And so as the story goes, you know, a lot of people think that this town is named after somebody named Chief Bemidji.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy's name was actually Shenawishkung. And his name in English means the man who rattles. Shenawishkung, the man who rattles. And he came known as Chief Bemidji. And I never really understood this. So the story, as I was told it, was that Shenawishkung, when he was like in his 50s, it was like the late 1800s, like 1888 or something. He was here when the white settlers came up the Mississippi. And they met Shenawishkung. And they were like, "Hey, what is your name, sir?" But Shenawishkung didn't speak English. And so he thought they were asking, "What is the name of this place?" And Shenawishkung said, "Oh, this place, this lake, it is called Bemidji Gamug. It is the lake of the crossing waters. It is named after, you know, the Mississippi crosses through this lake. It is the lake of the crossing waters." And so the white settler is like, "Hey, guys, guess what? I met a chief, a real chief. And he says his name is Bemidji.
Oh, geez.
Chief Bemidji. Oh, what? A real chief." And Shenawishkung was like, no, that's the name of the lake." But the settlers were just, "Well, from now on, we're going to call you Chief Bemidji." And just like the term Indian, for some reason, we went with it. He was like, "Okay, fine. I'll be your Chief Bemidji." And then it gets real sketchy. You know, there's one story about that he was a revered elder in this town, and that, you know, when he died, he was so respected by the residents of Bemidji that they buried him with honors in the cemetery across from the college. And sure enough, there is a gravestone there that says Chief Bemidji, and it's got a like an Indian head nickel. But I don't think that's where he's buried. Because, I mean, number one, I don't think his family would have called him Chief Bemidji.
Yeah, huh?
And even when you look into it, it says, well, he might be buried here in Bemidji, or he might be over in Mission. And that's where I believe he probably is buried. Anyway, Shenawishkung, the man who rattles. And this has been your Ojibwe word of the day. I am Nanabuju. You want to add anything here, sweetie?
No.
Okay. And this here is Natasha. And just want to say, Miigwech Bizendawiyeg. Thank you for listening to Buju Nanabuju, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am. I already said that. I will see you again.
Giga waba min.
Minawa.
Ho-wa. Ho-wa. Oh, that was really interesting, sweetie.
Oh, thank you so much.